6:30, and I'm calling the meeting to order. If if Danny can join us, then Mr. Soto, we'll have him on as soon as he arrives, or let us know that he's here. I'm going to ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it
stands.
One nation, indivisible,
with liberty,
justice for all.
All right. I'm going to take the roll. Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Bob Lisi?
Here.
Linda Fusco? I'm also here. Danny Soto? All right. So we're going to call him absent for the time being. Hopefully he'll join us. Because this is...
hold on, Madam Chair, just 1 second. There's somebody on the line, 506-1564. I don't know if that's Danny or not.
That's me. No, that's me, Zuri.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark. It's a special meeting, so I'm not going to go through deletions, additions, and corrections because we can't add or delete from the meeting. So I'll go right to the approval of the minutes from last month. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
Yes.
Would anybody like to make a motion to accept them?
I will make a motion that we accept the Derby Housing Authority meeting minutes dated November 2, 2023.
All right. Is there a second?
I second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. I'm just going to add a correction under new business. Item A, discussion and possible vote on employee bonuses and annual cost of living. Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It actually, we'll go back to 7. It said Tier Fusco, said Regina or Nicole, because they are on grants. What should be added is are exempt.
Okay.
Dina Sporn's call are exempt because they are in grants. So okay. I would make a motion then to accept the minutes with the change as dictated. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Thanks. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. We'll go on to old business. Monthly update from Ken Schultz. Maria, I believe you're on, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. I didn't see anything but the November update. Did I miss something?
No, there really isn't much to report. Yeah, we continue to work on getting the five-year plan drafted. Oops. And we're working on the utility allowance schedule. So that's going to be going into HAPI. But that was what we discussed in the November report. So there's nothing new to report at this point.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Anyone have questions for Maria? All right.
I'm fine.
And Maria, thank you so much.
Okay. Happy holidays, everyone.
You
all
too,
the best
Maria.
To you,
thank
Linda.
You.
All righty.
To you
Bye-bye.
As well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right. Also under old business is the monthly report from Regina. There is a copy in the packet. Has everybody had a chance to review that?
Yes, it's pretty extensive.
Right. Yes. I don't believe Regina's is on, correct? But if there are questions, we can ask Dory, or we can defer the questions, and I can give you the answers at next month's meeting if there's questions. Okay. So hearing none, I'm going to move on to new business. Item A, discussion and possible action on plan to eventually eliminate all carpet from the apartments. So I met with Danny and we did a walkthrough of all three sites, and we happened to be at one of the units that was being turned over. The gentleman that he recommended for a job was working in an apartment we walked in, and the condition of the carpet was in pretty rough shape. And both of them noted to me that it might make sense to start by attrition, eliminating carpet and just going to a regular floor, you know, like a tile or an interlock, something that's easily cleaned and mm-hmm. something that's not going to, you know, hold germs and allergies for folks and that kind of thing. So I wanted to bring that to the board and see what you all think about that.
It certainly makes sense if, you know, we do it as the carpet needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely, because it's easy, it would be easier to maintain.
For sure. And less expensive in the long run, I think.
Yeah. I agree.
Because with carpet, you go ahead, Loretti, because I know you live there.
I agree, because I've always had tile, and it's much easier to keep up and to keep clean.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the tile is much easier.
You know, if something is that, go ahead.
In all the units that you and Danny went through, did they all have carpet?
A good amount of them still do, because this wasn't something that we really were concentrating on. We were renovating apartments as they needed to be, as they were, and right. they were usually half tile and half carpet. Although I have seen in some of our older apartments, even carpet in the kitchen, which is kind of tough because you spill grease or something by your stove, and that's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so when you look at like Zuri's report, we're going to have 1, 2, 3, you know, we've got quite a few turnovers. Are those tile?
No, both.
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. So what we've been doing so far, for instance, the unit at Steiger 23, because right. that carpet was salvageable, he basically went over it with the carpet cleaner and he kept it there. So we've been doing it on a case-by-case basis. For instance, the Unit 85 at CC, that carpet was in terrible shape, the one that they went in to look at. So right. that one's going to come completely up. But he, for the most part, if it's something that can be saved, then he keeps it. He just cleans it really well. But if not, he has been, you know, completely getting rid of it. But if you want for us to just completely get rid of all of them, then we can.
I don't know what's just. I wouldn't just do it if it's there and people are living there and they're not moving out. But if somebody moves out and it's really,
oh no, I know.
Yeah, it would make sense to take it out and leave it out. It might mean not being able to match the pattern of the linoleum or whatever's on there. It might mean a complete do-over of the floor, but I think in the long run, that might still be less expensive.
Okay, so yeah, if I can let maintenance know for all turnovers to just completely get rid of the carpet moving forward, regardless.
I think that's a good idea.
Is that what you want to do? Loretta, your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought somebody just said if it was salvageable, we could keep it.
That's what we've been doing so far.
Yeah.
But if the board, if you guys want us to just to save on money to just get rid of it completely, we can do that as well.
I mean, board, the initial cost, the initial cost certainly is more expensive than just cleaning the carpet. But years down the road, I think it would definitely save us money.
Okay. No problem.
I would agree. Can I have a motion then?
Yeah, I will make a motion that on any turnovers in any of the units, that we eliminate the carpet from the apartments and replace with tile or something similar.
Right. All right. Do I have a second?
I second. Loretta?
All right. Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So hand in hand with that, the other thing that Danny was saying, and he talked to the gentleman that was working in the apartment at the time, that we should be buying things in bulk. You know, if we're going to switch over to the flooring, then why don't we buy multiple boxes and have it there, so then we don't worry about, can we match the patterns, or is something going to be different than the other? If we buy it in bulk, it should be less expensive. And we should be able to have some continuity for a good amount of time. For example, when I was, it's not even just the flooring, when we were doing the tour and we stopped to talk to the gentleman who was doing the turnover in that one apartment, Hector had left him 14 switches for lights because he was going to switch out all the lights. You know, Danny was saying to me, we could buy like 100 of them, or you can buy those in bulk so that you have them. Because if we're flipping apartments 9 out of 10 times, it's something we do. We can do the same thing with paint. The other thing that he noted was that in some of the apartments where there was an excess smell, we were in one where someone had passed and had not been discovered for a few, you know, a certain amount of days. There was a very bad odor in there, and we ended up cracking the windows. But he was saying that you need to use kill paint first. Yeah. You use that as a and Loretta like a was talking about and Loretta was talking about one at Steiger where there was a gentleman who smoked a lot in the past, and it was hard to get the smell of the cigarettes out. And again, kill could do that.
Yes.
So if we bought some of these things in bulk and had them on hand. Like now we're doing four, we've been working on four, and we just learned of another passing today. So we'll have another one that we could put things in the last apartment so that as you take them out, assuming that they're in the same complex, you know, what's the only thing that's left in the apartment is what's going to go in that apartment.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, buying in bulk is going to save us money. I think Danny brings up a very good idea. You know, we try to do that. I mean, school systems do that all the time.
I'll bet. Do you know if Lowe's or Home Depot have bulk? Okay, I know that they have the pro account, which will save money and I'm sure would allow you to buy in bulk. Do you know who Ansoni has their accounts with that would do bulk?
I don't, but they did go to Home Depot. I know that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And I know, for example, today Hector had purchased 5 refrigerators and he got a big discount on them
perfect.
When he went to Lowe's using our pro account.
Well, that's great.
That was I mean, there's another, you know, we try really hard all the time to salvage appliances. But in this one particular apartment, and well, actually in 2 apartments, they're electric stoves and they look to be beyond cleaning. And there were questions about the safety of having a stove that wasn't 100% clean inside, especially being electric. So it makes sense to do that because I think maybe, you know, we've been conservative about how we turned over stoves, but maybe we should be a little bit more liberal, you know, considering the safety and the condition.
Right.
Yeah, I think, you know, we should certainly leave some of those things up to Hector.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, give him some discretion.
Yeah. All right. So then can we have a motion on B?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we begin buying certain commodities in bulk for apartment turnovers.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Item C, discussion on making maintenance worker part-time on a permanent basis. So Danny found a gentleman. I believe we've been paying him per diem. He and Danny are working together well. They approached Zuri. I don't know if it was together or individually, but the new gentleman, was saying he would like to work part-time for us. It was convenient for him. It was closer to home. And Hector was all for it. He said he could use the help. So I wanted to have a discussion about that. Zuri, did you have anything you wanted to add to my explanation?
No, I mean, he said, like you said, it's much closer to him. He has the weekends off anyway. So, you know, he'd prefer to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. He would be eligible for MRF at that point. So we would have to take on that cost if he chooses to accept. And he told me that he was okay with putting in his 2-week notice. He said that he's making much more working here than he is, you know, working where he is now. And they're getting along great. So I mean, I didn't have any issues with it at all.
Well, I mean, because we have a lot of work, that's for sure.
Right.
We do.
Right.
We do. And so, he's pretty, I saw him in action and he did a good job and he was working pretty fast. And I understand that when it was completed, Hector was pleased. Zora, you saw it, did you not? Yeah.
Yep. He said he did a great job. And I looked in there the other day, he's doing great in there. He has it painted. He has the floor taken up, so he's working pretty quickly.
How many hours, Zuri?
For a part time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be 25 hours per week.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
Yep. All right.
So, I'm going to assume that did we have a conversation with the fee accountant? I know that we were paying before. It should not be an issue, but do you think the fee accountant would have any concerns about adding a part-time worker?
I don't think so, only because we were doing it in the past. I did reach out to her, and she hasn't gotten back to me yet. But we did have a full-time maintenance worker and a part-timer before.
Right.
And actually,
so I don't think it would be an issue.
At one point, did we not have two full-time?
Yeah, we had two full-timers as well.
Right. So I don't really think this should be an issue, and it certainly would be a help. The other thing that we talked about, and I know we've talked about this in a meeting before, was at Steiger, not all the apartments have railings on all their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Coming into the winter, I think we mentioned this at the last meeting, coming into the winter, it makes sense, especially given slippery conditions, for at least there to be one railing on each side, you know, on one side of both doors.
Yeah, that was a discussion. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And Loretta, you told me the other day about how many still need them.
We need 33. There's three places that have a front and back railing. So the others don't.
Okay. So there's 33 railings that need to go up. And once they do the apartment turnovers, or at least when they start to get caught up, maybe we can assign, before it snows, we can assign one of them to take that on.
Yeah. There's your buying in bulk.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right. So is there any more discussion on this issue of making Willie permanently part-time?
No, I think it's a great idea.
All right.
And it's needed.
All right. I agree. So I'll make the motion. I don't know Willie's last name, but to make our per diem maintenance worker, Willie, a part-time employee on a permanent basis. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. So at the last meeting, so I'm going down to D, which is clarification on COLA versus annual raises on a yearly basis. So at the last meeting, we approved a 3% raise as cost of living pending a good evaluation. And Zuri, you pointed out that that was a little bit conflictual. It's either a cost of living or it's a performance-based raise. And the discussion right. then was, is this going to be annually? This 3%, is that an annual raise? I didn't think that was the intention. I always feel like because of the past history of the agency, that always behooves us to go to the fee accountant and say, what is it that we can give somebody as a raise, whatever we're calling it. You know, can we afford 2%? Can we afford 3%? Can we afford 3.5%? It seems to me that it should be done on a year by year basis. And if it was confusing to the staff, you know, cost of living versus performance based,
right.
It was important to clarify what we were correct. Saying about.
Yeah.
So
right, because when you mention it's based on performance, we're thinking that's a raise. But then the COLA or the cost of living adjustment is something separate, which typically you would get annually, regardless of your performance. So there was just question on that part of it, whether we would get the COLA in addition to the annual raise, or if it was one or the other, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
It does. No. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Board members, how are you feeling about this? To me, it's always been one raise. And yeah, can we afford
it? It should be definitely on a yearly basis, and it should be in a raise, because you're right. I mean, financially, year to year, you know, at times it was so volatile, you didn't know where it was going.
Correct.
So, correct. And we need the accountants to tell us what we can afford.
On an annual basis, correct?
Yes, on an annual right. basis. Okay. Yep.
So it's a matter of then discussing what we're calling this raise. Do we mean it to be? Because if it's different, you know, then I would vote for performance-based, because I'm not going to reward someone whose performance is not good with a cost of living and then argue out, the performance aspect of it down the road. I don't know that we're at the point where we can afford two raises, a cost of living plus a performance based.
You're right. And any raise should be based on performance, as most right. as most are.
Right. And for example, like the COLA for Social Security, every January, they automatically get that.
Right.
So that's just, I guess, due to inflation or, you know, everything increasing. That's what the COLA is. And then the raise itself would be just, based on our performance.
Correct.
So the COLA is more, like, for example, and I think I had talked to Linda about this, when I worked in West Haven, we always got the COLA every April. That was across the board for every employee. But then we also got raises, and I know obviously the finances are different there. But correct. They're separate.
Yes.
Yeah. So we were just wanted clarification on if we would be getting the COLA in addition to the performance raise, or if it would just be one or the other. And then makes sense to just do it performance-based, like you said, and just call it a raise.
I would think that would be the way we should go.
Yes.
I would be in favor of that.
Okay. The COLA. Okay.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
So can we then have a motion that clarifies what we have in the minutes from the last meeting? I'm just going to switch over to that. All right. So motion, I'm trying to find the motion here. Okay. Ms. Alesi made a motion to institute the cost of living increase at 3% on their anniversary date pending positive evaluation. So mm-hmm. I think we have to clarify that to a motion to institute a performance-based raise, a raise based on that is performance-based on evaluation. And the 3% would be for the 2024 calendar year, correct? Zuri, nobody's got an anniversary between now and the end of the year, correct?
No.
Okay. So this would be for the 2024 year and be renegotiated for 2025. I don't even think that was grammatical, much less an appropriate motion. All right.
And we're basically doing away with the COLA. It's just going to be a raise based on performance each year, and that's it.
Correct. I don't think anybody ever had COLA. Right. We've only ever given one raise, and if you were to talk to Ellen, she would tell you she didn't have one for many a year.
Right.
There's never been two raises, and I've been on since 2015 or 16.
Right. It was just discussion that had come up in the office, but that's fine. I can let them know and clarify with them tomorrow that it's just based on performance annually and whatever we can afford at that time.
Now, correct. Just let me ask a question. In this motion, are we talking about what the percentage would be? Are we saying 3%?
Well, we approved 3%.
Okay.
At the meeting.
That was that was for the COLA. But if we're doing away with the COLA, then it would just be performance based and whatever we can afford at that time. So the 3% we don't have to do each year.
Correct? Right. I mean some years it could be 2.5, some years it's 3.5.
Right. Right.
Correct. So do we want to leave it at 3% for the 2024 year, because if we don't decide, we're going to have to.
We'll have to do it again. So I think we should.
All right. You want to wait until 20. So then let's have a motion to rescind the motion made at the November.
November 2nd meeting.
So I'll make a motion to rescind the motion and the vote made at the November 2nd meeting that called for a 3% cost of living raise that was performance based, because clearly that's not appropriate. So, and I further make a motion that we will revisit this in January of 2024. Sorry, when is the first person who would be up?
I think it's Hector, actually, which would be February. Yeah, he started February of last year. And then after that, it would be me, because I was in March. And then after that, Diana.
Okay. But considering April. I don't know if we need executive session. I think Hector's situation is a little bit different because he was just given a raise.
Right, right. Yeah. So after Hector, it would be me. And then after me, it's Diana.
Okay. So at some point before March, we need to revisit this and make a motion and decide percentage or the dollar amount of the raise, however we want to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let me just try it again. I make a motion to rescind the motion and the vote on this issue made on November 2nd to be revisited in early 2024.
I'll second.
Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. And I will turn the rest of the meeting over to Zuri for the subsidized housing coordinator report.
Yes. Okay, so the first step would be the payment history. And it was slightly higher for the month of November because we had the audit. So we had to pay Buell the first half of the audit. Mm-hmm. Also, we had the property insurance renewal. So that was a bit higher. Everything else we were, you know, pretty much keeping at a minimum, like we're continuing to do.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the vacancies, like Bob mentioned earlier, we do have a lot that are vacant. We have a couple at Steiger. We also have a couple at CC. There were some complaints at CC about residents leaving laundry in the machines for a long period of time and washing clothes that don't belong to residents. One resident called us and said that she had taken out the clothes because they were sitting for a while and that there were children's clothes in there. But they didn't have any specifics, so I wasn't really able to pull the camera footage. So what we did, I asked Regina to just put an insert in the newsletter, just going over the laundry room etiquette, you know, reminding them that they are sharing the facility to make sure that they're washing their clothes, they're coming to get them when they're done, and then also not to, to be washing clothes for anybody else outside of the resident. And then Lakeview, we do have a couple of vacancies as well. The resident that we thought passed away, that wasn't true. So at CC, I think Linda and I had discussed it earlier, that resident did not pass away. They're just in the hospital. So there was a miscommunication with that. But that is all the vacancies that we have as of now. A couple of other notes, the tenant that was in 85 at CC, he had a deadline of November 14th to remove all of his belongings. That was the resident that went to New Haven and didn't give us the proper notice. So he did come. He took everything out. That's the apartment that Willie's working in now. Another note is that we closed the wait list as of December the 1st. Based on Department of Housing, the target is basically three times the number of available units. So basically, we went off of the vacancies that we had last year, which were only six. So the target was to get at least 18 applications, and we received more than enough to close the list. So the list is closed. Another note here is Ty and Bond. They were out assisting with the environmental review process that HUD requires to PVV the units. So they came out on November the 16th to inspect a few units. They inspected the community room, a couple of other common areas. They're going to be back tomorrow to do the second half, which is the radon and the lead testing portion. And that's just going to complete the environmental review process for the PBV initiative. So I think that's about it. That's all that I have.
Can I ask you a question? I got a call from a resident today at DC asking why there were orange and pink flag. It is for that reason, correct?
Correct. Yes. They had to mark off some areas and they selected a couple of units, you know, randomly to do the second part, which is the lead and radon testing. So they'll be back tomorrow morning.
Okay. And then they'll remove the flag?
Yes.
Okay. I told her that I thought, I didn't think they were going to dig very deep, but some of them I thought could be marking pipelines, you know, the call before you dig. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I gave her the right information then. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Any questions, Zuri?
No, happy to see Jacozzi's not on that list, the vendor payment.
I know. And thank God Willie is a master plumber, from what Danny says. So
that's got to be the first time in many months.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think he's too happy about it, but it's good for us.
Yes.
It is very good for us. Any other discussion, comments, questions for Zuri?
No.
Not,
Zuri, I'll be in tomorrow to sign those checks in the morning.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have a motion to
I'll make a motion that we adjourn at 7:05.
I'll second that. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, thanks so much, everyone.
All right, Linda, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Linda. Oh, good luck, Linda.
All righty.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.